So here's a crazy update I did not expect to ever have to talk about. But if you remember back in October, Adnan Syed was acquitted of murder charges against Haemin Lee. And as of today, March 28th, the court has reinstated his conviction. So the court determined that the rights of Lee's family were violated because they weren't given proper notice of the October hearing to toss out his conviction. I truly did not see this coming, but I did read an article that said that Haemin Lee's family had filed an appeal because they weren't given proper notice and I guess weren't really aware that this was happening. They decided that a lower court violated the rights of Young Lee, who is the brother of Haemin Lee. They determined that the family rights were violated because they weren't given proper notice to toss out his conviction. They said, quote, because the circuit court violated Mr. Lee's right to notice of and his right to attend the hearing on the state's motion to vacate, the court has the power and obligation to remedy these violations as long as we can do so without violating Mr. Syed's right to be free from double jeopardy. They also said that within the next 60 days, he will not be returning to jail. This is more or less a way for them to kind of do like a retrial with Haemin Lee's family available. Which they really should have been there in the first place. I'm not sure why they weren't told. So I'm not sure about that. I don't really know, you know, what happened there. But we will see, I guess, in the coming months, I would assume. Like I said, I'm just truly kind of shocked about it. It seems like maybe all of this should have been something that was done in the first place. You know, maybe tell her family in the first place. They said that they have a mandate that pause the effect of their decision for 60 days in order to give the parties time to work out the next steps. So basically, they are going to have to go back and prove that he's innocent again. They said there's no basis for re-traumatizing Adnan by returning him to the status of convicted felon. For the time being, he remains a free man. We remain optimistic that justice will be done. If you recall, if you watched anything about this or read anything about it back in October, that they said that his DNA was not present at the crime scene, but they never said whose DNA was. So I assume maybe that will now come out that they are trying to do this. I'm not really sure. I don't really know what to expect from this. Like I said, it's just very shocking, and it is kind of confusing, but hopefully we will see what happens and where this goes, and hopefully justice will be served for everyone. So definitely keep an update for our podcast. I will try to update you as much as possible. I know we've been kind of MIA lately, but we've both been working so hard and falling asleep at 8 p.m. So it's been rough, but I'm hoping to get back soon. But like I said, we will most definitely update you on this whenever there is an update for sure. So stay tuned and we will see what's going to happen next.